Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. It's Election Day. I vote absentee, but it hasn't stopped a series of texts from statewide campaigns asking me to vote for this and that. I don't ever remember receiving this many political texts before. Texts should be off limits. Email me all you want. Please vote today if you haven't already. Later this week, my partner Ross and I are headed out on a 9-day road trip through Tennessee, Mississippi, and Alabama. I've never wanted to go to Mississippi or Alabama, but they were chosen because they are states neither one of us has been to yet. And I have family roots in Alabama, so that was the start. As we started planning, it began turning into a civil rights and music tour. We're flying in and out of Memphis, and this is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Memphis is home to the Civil Rights Museum, housed in the Lorraine Motel, where Dr. King was shot. I was 9 at the time of the shooting, and like many of you, I'm very familiar with the photo of Dr. King on that balcony. I can't believe I actually have a chance to see it in person. We're staying in Tuscaloosa, Alabama one night. My great-grandmother lived near there one time by what looks like a white spot on the road, according to a satellite image from Google Maps. And I want to visit the Trail of Tears plaque on the site of the old Capitol building, where the chief of the Creek Indian Nation led thousands of his people through Tuscaloosa on the long march to relocation in the Southwest after the Indian Removal Act of 1830. But it's the trip to Montgomery that I'm most looking forward to. I got chills when I bought our tour tickets for the new Peace and Justice Museum and Memorial. It just opened in April. You may have caught stories on 60 Minutes, CBS, Sunday Morning, or elsewhere. It's the memorial I most want to see. It's a memorial to all of the people who were lynched since the end of the Civil War. The memorial is open air with long slabs hanging from the ceiling made out of what looks like cement, one for every state that had a lynching. And on the slabs are names of the people lynched in that state. I'm hearing more and more national conversation about lynching these days, which may be due to the opening of this memorial. But this is also a musical tour. Ross wants to go to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, home of the Muscle Shoals Sound, where a small recording studio cranked out some of our most iconic music. There will be the obligatory visit to Nashville, but we're also visiting Shelbyville, not only the home of more of my long-ago family, but the home of the Sharpie Factory. I know what my souvenirs will be. We are sad to miss, by one day, the RC Cola and Moon Pie celebration in Bell Buckle, Tennessee. We're hoping to run across a few other small town celebrations, though, along the way. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.